ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication 49 of the Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya for al-Imam Ali ibn Husayn Zainul Abidin. We are in the month of Muharram, the month of sorrow, the month of pain, because we had to witness the massacre of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in this month. The Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, verse 15 of it, where the Imam alayhi as-salam trying to give us an image of how people wanted to kill the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in that field. Even though from face value it looks like an innocent dua that you would recite when you are fearing an enemy, but the Imam alayhi as-salam can open a window to what happened in Karbala. So he says, O Allah, فَكَمْ مِنْ عَدُوٍ إِنْ تَضَى عَلَيَّ سَيْفَ عَدَوَةٍ. How many enemies have taken their swords of animosity towards me? We were talking in the previous episodes of why would people want to kill the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, Imam Hussein and his household. We said one of the reasons that we ended up with in the last episode was the propaganda. And specifically we said the propaganda first targeted the Imam himself as a person. And once his image as a person is tarnished within people, then obviously people are not going to move forward to join his army, would they? That's the first target for the government and the media of the time. Second, the propaganda worked on the campaign of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the campaign was special. Therefore, a special emphasis was paid by this propaganda to destroy it. However, let's take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. The campaign of Imam Hussein alayhi salam against Yazid was trying to seek and establish a social system, a social order, where it's based on justice and equality. Where Yazid's one is based on oppression and unfairness. Now, the media, the same way it done with his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, done the same thing with him. Where the Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, instead of being looked at as a mystic or as a person who is zahid, a person who is trying to give up the world, they made him sound as a person who loves the world. The same thing with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He was trying to establish a system based on equality and justice. Rather, the media of the time made the Imam sound as if he's a person trying to fight for his own throne, trying to fight for his own position in power. Because back in the day, this is how it was. People were killing each other over who comes who. And we saw this happen with the first three kings, and then it continued with Bani Umayyah and Bani Abbas and so on and so forth. It was a battle for position. The Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, they had no intention of fighting anyone over position. Why? Because Allah has already given them the position. They don't need me and you to vote for it. They don't need me and you to give them authority for it. They don't need me and you to, I don't know, do a shura, a collective gathering, and then we collect opinions. They don't need none of that. Whether the imam becomes appointed by people or not, it does not change a thing, because he is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's not in a position of power, it means I'm losing, not him. It makes no difference to him. So Yazid and his campaign, they made it sound to the common people that Imam Hussein's mission and his whole revolution was nothing but a power struggle between the Hashemites and the Umayyads. So these people being jealous from us for a long time, and they just want to take it from us. And now it's our time to lead. That's how people saw it. So beside the fact that the image of the Imam is tarnished, now his mission is also tarnished. Let us take a short break, and then we come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So the propaganda worked on tarnishing the image of the Imam alayhi salam and the campaign of Imam alayhi salam. And thirdly, the campaign was that this man, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is deviated, his mission is deviated, he's trying to destroy Islam, he's going against the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was actually going against his grandfather, the Prophet. And the Prophet said, that's the hadith they even utilized, that whoever goes against Islam, kill him. It doesn't matter who he is. And then they said, well, the Imam was killed by the words of his own grandfather. So now people do not respect the Imam because he has no image. His mission has no image. He has no respect. And now people are actually motivated to fight the Imam. Why? Because now the Imam himself is going against Islam, as if that wasn't enough. And then, to top it up, the media of the Umayyads, they started also scaring people that you don't fight Imam Hussein. Not only you would have corruption in your faith, but also we will punish people who do not uphold fighting against Imam Hussein and uphold the Yazidic tyrannic system. So now people, obviously, they have everything going for them to fight the Imam alayhi salam. And as we mentioned earlier in earlier episodes, and due to the fact that they don't understand the concept of imamah, they don't understand who Imam Hussein alayhi salam is, it all contributed. So the masses went on to kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, we're not trying to justify what they did. Not at all, because as individuals, they should have understood their faith correctly. They were just ignorant of their faith. That does not justify what they done in the battlefield of Karbala. At the end of the day, he's a human being, and they have no right to kill him, even if he is not an imam. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد